A landelon, an emblem of French cinema and a luminary of the silver screen, likely envisioned a tranquil conclusion to his life, immersed in the glow of his legendary roles. However, the final chapter of this cinematic samurai is marred by a distressing family feud that has spilled into the public eye. Now 88, and weakened by illness, the esteemed actor of The Leopard endures the fallout of bitter infighting among his children, set against a backdrop of vengeful score settling. Since the 1960s, Delon has been a colossal figure in the film industry, known for classics like The Leopard, Rocco and His Brothers, The Samurai and The Swimming Pool. But the twilight of his career and life is now clouded by a grim family dispute. The actor, who suffered a cardiovascular incident in 2019, faces ongoing health challenges, including physical ailments, memory loss, and psychological frailty. Notoriously private, Delon has been unwillingly thrust into the limelight due to these circumstances. The escalation of conflict. Tensions within the Delon family, simmering for months, came to a head in early January 2023. On December 22nd, Alain Fabien Delon accused his sister Anushka of exploiting their father's weakened state and concealing his deteriorating health from the family. He filed a legal complaint alleging abuse of weakness. The situation intensified on January 3rd, when the eldest sibling, Anthony Delon, provided a disturbing account of their father's condition in an interview with Paris Match. He depicted Alain Delon as significantly enfeebled and mentally compromised, sparking an uproar in the family. These allegations set off a chain of mutual recriminations and media coverage. In a striking turn of events, Alain Delon, despite his frailty, responded by suing his son Anthony for defamation. Through his attorney, he conveyed his shock and hurt over comments he felt tarnished his image and reputation. Anushka Delon, also targeted by Anthony's accusations, launched her own legal actions against her brother for defamation, slanderous denunciations, and harassment. She expressed her distress over the misleading and offensive remarks and lamented the public nature of this dispute. In a further escalation, the youngest sibling, Alain Fabien, publicly shared an audio recording of a private conversation involving Anushka discussing their father, deepening the rift within the Delon family. Profiles of the Delon siblings, a fractured family dynamic. In the midst of these accusations and the ongoing fratricidal conflict, it is insightful to consider the distinct personalities within this fractured sibling group. Anthony Delon, at 59, Anthony is the eldest and the only child from Alain Delon's marriage to Natalie Delon. His relationship with his father has been tumultuous. Deeply affected by his parents' divorce at the tender age of 4, Anthony, also an actor, has had a less illustrious career than his father's. Despite their rocky past, there have been attempts at reconciliation. Anushka Delon, the 31-year-old younger daughter, is often perceived as Alain Delon's favorite. An actress like her father, Anushka frequently collaborates with him and has emerged as the family's de facto caretaker. She is a constant presence in her father's life, especially during his health struggles, and plays a significant role in managing his affairs. Alain Fabien Delon, the youngest, Alain Fabien, is 28 years old and shares a volatile relationship with his father, characterized by its highs and lows. He is an actor, model, and influencer, known for his reticence. His recent move closer to his father's estate signifies a desire for closer proximity and, perhaps, reconciliation. These individual profiles reveal the complex dynamics of the Delon family, overshadowed by a patriarch known for his reserved nature. The weight of the paternal legacy is profoundly felt by the new generation of Delon. The controversial Jérôme Rolin. Adding to the family saga is Jérôme Rolin, Alain Delon's Japanese partner, a figure of contention within the family. Aged 49 and 36 years his junior, Roland, a painter, has been a part of Delon's life for many years. In July 2022, she was ousted from Delon's residence, a move orchestrated by his children. They allege that she exploited their father's vulnerability for personal gain, leveraging his fame and wealth. In contrast, Roland asserts the authenticity of their relationship, claiming that it began in the early 1990s. She counters that the Delon children's actions are driven by financial motives, aiming to separate her from Alain Delon. This disputed relationship further muddles the already complex web of relationships within the Delon family. Eventually, the legal system dismissed the complaints from both parties, leaving unresolved tensions and unanswered questions. Psychological and financial dynamics in the Delon family drama. The ongoing strife among the Delon siblings not only reveals their complex interrelationships, but also underscores the underlying psychological and financial factors fueling the conflict. At the heart of their emotional turmoil lies the figure of Alain Delon, a father known for his reserved demeanor. This trait, coupled with his numerous past relationships, has significantly impacted his children, especially Anthony, who uniquely grapples with the absence of a living mother. The need for recognition from a somewhat distant father casts a long shadow over the siblings, each striving for validation in their own way. Alain Delon's advancing age and declining health add a layer of complexity. As he faces these twilight years, the question of his care becomes paramount. Here, the children find themselves at odds, torn between differing opinions on how best to support their father, who needs tranquility and peace during this time. The question of inheritance. Beneath the surface of this family drama lies the crucial issue of financial inheritance. Alain Delon, with an estimated fortune of 300 million euros, has reportedly arranged his succession to mitigate conflicts. His daughter Anoushka is positioned as the primary heir, while his sons Anthony and Alain Fabian are designated to receive the legal minimum share of 25% each. However, the impending prospect of the actors passing rekindles familial tensions. Anoushka, residing in Switzerland, prefers that her father receive care there, potentially circumventing French inheritance taxes. In contrast, her brother's advocate for their father's stay in his home in Douchy, respecting his expressed wish to remain and be buried there with his dogs, despite the implications of a French inheritance tax. Reflections on public scandals and family legacy. This familial dispute resonates particularly in light of the recent Johnny Hallyday succession controversy, which Alain Delon had hoped his own children would avoid. Yet, in a cruel twist of fate, the celebrated actor of The Leopard finds himself witnessing the public unraveling of his family's unity. Unlike the dignified approach of David Hallyday in his own inheritance dispute, the Delon clan's public squabble stands in stark contrast, lacking the same elegance and restraint. David Hallyday had this magnificent saying, "An inheritance is not a matter of money, it's about the mark we leave in our parents' lives." To deprive a child of an inheritance is to take away their place in the family. The embodiment of wisdom and class in the face of the Delon clan's indecency. The icon of French cinema certainly did not deserve such a twilight, marred by the pettiness of his offspring. This situation underscores the unfortunate reality of a society captivated by dramatic spectacles, often at the expense of personal dignity. As the Delon saga unfolds, there remains hope for a return to sensibility and decency within the family. It would be a fitting tribute to Alain Delon, the eternal icon of French cinema and the unforgettable Tancredi Falconeri of The Leopard, to conclude his days enveloped in the respect and admiration of his audience, away from familial discord.